Well, with all the less significant stuff you see in the news, you'd be forgiven for not knowing the world is facing its biggest starvation crisis in decades. This time, it's in Yemen. Now, Yemen's on the Horn of Africa, where the Middle East falls into Africa. And over 21 million people need life-saving aid like food and clean water. These people are at the mercy of events outside of their control, with neighbouring Saudi Arabia blockading ports and preventing aid shipments. Dina El Mamoun is the policy advisor for Oxfam for the Yemen crisis, and she's based there. Tonight she joins me from the UK. Dina, just how dire is the situation there?
Well, the situation in Yemen has always been extremely bad. However, we have seen in recent months that it has got progressively worse. For example, there are about 1 million people with suspected cholera. 17 million people are food insecure and 7 million on the verge of famine. But at the moment, we are not able to reach the most people that we need to reach. The situation is getting worse. Our entry points are blocked to the country. Our staff, some are outside of the country, some are inside the country.
Yeah, the Saudis are blocking the ports, aren't they?
Well, the coalition has announced that they are closing all entry points for a temporary period of time. They have not said for how long or when these restrictions will be eased. As such, this has created panic and a lot of shortages as well.
Tell me about the cholera epidemic and how big it is.
Well, the cholera epidemic is really now the rate that it has actually gone up is the highest in the world. And it is created for a reason that, you know, the conflict is the main issue around the cholera, because the health facilities are in a dire state. Many of them are not operating. Some of them are operating partially. People are basically don't have the salaries. Salaries have not been paid for a year. So you can imagine if someone falls ill, they don't have the money to actually transport themselves to places where they can actually be treated. So all the factors have grouped together to make it one of the worst in the world.
So what's the root cause of this famine, and is it preventable?
Well, in terms for Yemen, like I said, it has always been food insecurity has always been an issue. We have obviously issue with resources. We have issues with the populations, the demographic issues. So that's that. But now, because of the conflict, because people's ability and purchasing power has decreased considerably, this has impacted very significantly, because the increase that we have seen in since the beginning of the war is equivalent to about 7 million people going into food insecurity just in 2 years. So you can see how this is quickly and rapidly progress to a very dire situation.
So what we have almost here, it really gets me the numbers, because we're talking about almost the population of Australia. We've got innocent people caught up in a conflict they don't want, facing starvation.
Absolutely. And this is, by the way, it's two-thirds of the population in Yemen. So that's also quite significant in terms of how many people are actually affected within the country.
I'm talking with Dina El Mamoun from Oxfam. Dina, what is Oxfam doing to help?
We have 30 million Great Britain pound worth of assistance. The assistance is in cash transfers mostly, so that people can actually buy food, and also in terms of purification of water and of the sanitation system as well. So that's also been actually quite significant for the addressing the cholera issue, because some of it, yes, is medical, but then also the main thing is the preventative aspect. So this is where we focus the most, and we are up and down the country from Saada right down to Aden.
God bless you, sweetheart. Just God bless you and all the work you're doing.
And thank you very much.
Thank you so much.